Patty Judge.
Morning, I'm not sure. Maybe it's afternoon now. Well, thank you very much. I want you to know that I am humbled by your support, and I thank you all for the friendship, not just today, but over many, many years in the Democratic Party. And Chet, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your continued belief in me and the work that we are doing together. I'm honored to be here today, and I proudly accept the nomination as the Democratic Party's Lieutenant Governor. Thank you, thank you. Thank you all very much. Thank you. Thank you all. Now, when Chet asked me to join him 4 years ago, I did that because he had a vision. And I believed when he told me that we were going to move Iowa forward in ways that it had not been moved before. I believed him. And you know what? In spite of some bumps in the road that were pretty significant, we have accomplished that. Things like raising the minimum wage, increasing teachers' pay, expanding early childhood education, expanding health care for Iowa children, fighting for veterans, fighting for our troops and their families, lifting the ban on stem cell research, reorganizing state government, working to create jobs for Iowa workers, and standing up for equal rights for all that are guaranteed under our Constitution. Protecting women's rights and operating the state finances every day, all day, with a balanced budget from the first day until today, and we've got money in the bank. Now, Terry Branstad would overturn all of this, all of it, saying that it is foolish. I'm not making this up. I am taking his word. It is foolish to invest in people and the road to prosperity. The road to prosperity, according to Terry, lies in tax cuts for his rich pals. So my answer to Terry is no. That is not going to happen. It will not happen. And I will work day and night with Chet to stop him. And I know that you will be with us too. When the ballots are counted on November 2nd, Chet Culver is going to be elected governor of the state of Iowa for a second term, and I will be very proud to be standing right there beside him for another 4 years. Now, occasionally, when you're in the line of work that I'm in, people will be rather brutally honest with you. Like the lady the other day that said to me, you know, you're just as short as you look like you are on television. I've also had people ask me rather pointedly, now what exactly is it that a lieutenant governor does? So if I can take just a couple of minutes today to clear that question up about my job. There's not much I can do about the height. That's pretty much established by now. Now Chet will get up here, I know, and tell you that he has the best job in the world. But I want to tell you that mine ranks right up there too. And one of the things that I get to do is travel across the state. I meet the nicest people, and I get to see the difference that we as Democrats are making today. For example, I have visited preschools all over the state, in every corner of the state, and I have spent a lot of time in the last year with some very intelligent constituents that happen to be 4 years old. And now they are at the end of their preschool experience. They're ready to go to kindergarten next fall. They know the alphabet. Sometimes they will recite it backwards and forwards for you in rapid succession. They can count. They have developed listening skills, learning skills that will serve them well throughout their educational experience. They are, in a word, amazing. And I remember very well the day that Chet and I first talked about making voluntary preschool for four-year-olds a reality in Iowa. And I remember the hard work that it took to make that happen. But it is happening. We are moving forward. We are educating another generation of Iowa leaders. Their lifelong learning skills are going to be something that it was hard to imagine today. And Chet and I are not going to let the Republicans take that away from Iowa's children. On other trips, I've seen Chet's vision of jobs for Iowa's workforce while rebuilding the state infrastructure. I am proud that I was there beside him as we crafted the legislation called iJobs and made that a reality. And every time I go to Cedar Rapids, Waterloo, Cedar Falls, Coralville, Iowa City, all of the cities and communities up and down the Cedar and Iowa rivers, I remember the horrors of the floods of 2008. And I remember with the disbelief that the water came crashing down on our communities. But we are rebuilding. We are rebuilding under the leadership of Chet Culver. With the help of the iJobs initiative, those communities are being rebuilt. We are moving forward once more. And we will not stop until that job is complete. Now, as a former nurse, I've tried to use my office to improve the health and well-being of Iowans. First, our children through the Healthy Kids Act, and then the rest of us too, trying to lead by example. A little bit of work on weight control and exercise. Thousands of Iowans have joined me on this quest, and the next 4 years we need to keep that up. Every day is challenging in our office. Every day is full. So whether it is traveling the state as a second pair of eyes and ears for the governor, or helping him with public policy that will make the state a place that people want to live and work both today or tomorrow, I do have a good job. And finally, I think Chet Culver and I are a good team. I admire his vision, his genuine kindness to all that he meets, his big heart, and his desire to always, always strive for excellence. I hope and I think he appreciates my tenacity, and now that can be translated as Iowa stubbornness, and my occasional nitpicking. And as you might guess, we don't always see eye to eye. Literally, yeah, you got it. We never see eye to eye. Which is why I think I look so short. It's not that I'm really that short. It's just that Culver is super tall. But even if we aren't in total agreement, I have found this governor of ours to be a listener and to be a learner and a guy that enjoys a good laugh. And you know what? We always find a way to be on the same page at the end of the day. And isn't that what we all want in a leader? Someone who cares about us, someone who listens to us, someone who will work hard with us and for us. Chet, I am proud to stand with you as your political partner once more as you were elected governor of the state of Iowa. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand up and help me welcome the governor of the state of Iowa, Chet Colver.